In this segment, we're going to talk about a very special presentation that is coming up, in fact, in just a couple of days, this weekend, Saturday, September 24th at 7, filmmaker Ann Makepeace is coming to Plymouth Cinema at Plymouth Plantation to present a very special film that she has worked on. And here to talk about it is Melanie Roderick. She is with us. She is president of the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project, and she's in studio with us today. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Thanks for coming in today. We Still Live Here, and can you give us the full title?
Sure. Asna Tayanyan, We Still Live Here.
How many years did you talked about that this has taken many years in the process of your organization of reconstructing language or relearning it, or what exactly has been happening?
Yeah, it's both. Some reconstruction, but not a whole lot of that has had to be done because we had so much written material from our own folks written in our language from starting in the 1640s all the way up until the late 1800s. Of course, the Bible was translated into our language that was started up by a missionary named John Eliot, and he was helped by a number of early converts. People each took sections of the Bible and, you know, had the whole thing translated. The first version that John Eliot did himself was in the 1640s, and it wasn't so great, so he realized he needed help, and the completed version was, I think, 1662, somewhere around there. But then after that, our folks became literate very quickly. It was something that we didn't have restrictions on who could learn, men, women, anybody. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter your status. So you saw folks writing down everything, you know, realizing, okay, these English are here and this written word is so important to them. And so they were, you know, there's all sorts of wills, deeds, letters, you know, lots of native written documents. We're very fortunate to have that. If it wasn't for all that material, this probably wouldn't have been possible because we hadn't had any fluent speakers for about 150 years.
Wow.
And the film goes into that, explains the journey basically of our language from being a completely spoken language by hundreds of thousands of people to no speakers left and now coming back. You know, we view our language as a living entity. So as far as we're concerned, our language has always been there. It's just us that needed to be able to connect with our language again.
So coming up this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Plymouth Cinema at Plymouth Plantation, the film will be unveiled and able to be viewed by the public.
Yes. It's a really great film. People really enjoy it. It's been shown all over the country and overseas, I do believe. It's already won a few awards. We actually received a grant from one of the awards from the Telluride Film Festival in Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's a Moving Mountains Award. So although the film won it, we actually received the funds from the award. So that was really great. And Anne she's a wonderful person. She'll be there to answer questions, as well as some people from our organization will be there to answer questions. And
So Anne Makepeace is the person behind it, right?
She's the filmmaker. Yeah, she did. She came to our community and talked to folks and asked if folks might be interested in having our story be made into a documentary film, and people were pretty receptive to it. She came in, you know, with very humbly and respectfully, you know, and just talked to folks and asked them their opinions and what they thought, if they thought it was a good idea. Yeah, everyone was on board with it, you know, and she spent a few years working on it, and it turned out really well. We're all very pleased with it.
So have you had a chance to see the film yourself?
I have, a number of times.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you want to tell people on what you hope they get out of watching this film this Saturday night?
Well, I mean, it tells not only the story of our language, but within that, it tells a lot of history about the local Native people from this area that people just don't get anywhere else. You know, you're not going to get it in school, the particulars of how colonization affected us and a lot about our worldview, too, because within a people's language is how they view the world, you know, and unless you know our language, it's, you know, it's hard to get that. So
this is a chance for people to see the story. It's this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Plymouth Cinema at Plymouth Plantation at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, tickets are available at the door. $9.50 for non-museum members, and then $7.50
okay, yep,
for
members.
Museum members, yes.
Seniors, students, and museum ticket holders. Okay. Melanie has mentioned it's been viewed around the country and around the world, but this is a chance from people right here on the South Shore and in southeastern Massachusetts to see this film, this documentary, I should say, this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. PLIMOTH.org, and it's called We Still Live Here. And Melanie, I'll have you read the title.
Asnatayanyan. We still live here.
This Saturday night, 7 o'clock, we hope to see everyone there. Melanie Roderick, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this today.
No problem. Thank you, Rob. My pleasure.